Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey there, this is Beth Zawalski-Tobias, also known as The Chalk Girl, and you are listening to a brand new episode of Zero Dark Nerdy. Enjoy!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy!
This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
Blonde with a Drink.
And we have a very special guest in the building. Please introduce yourself for the millions upon millions out there listening and watching the podcast.
Oh, my name is Beth Zawalski-Tobias, also known as the Chalk Girl.
There we go. So, Beth, thank you so much for joining us today. I've been following you on Instagram for a little while now. You do some incredible stuff. Apparently, you've been doing this since the day you have had like a crayon in your hand. So just, I would love to know, and of course the audience out there would love to know, give us a little bit of the kind of coming up story and how you really got into the chalk art, because that's one thing that I really haven't seen people excel at. I mean, granted, I've been a bartender, so like chalk signs are everywhere at a bar, and I've seen some good ones, but you make masterpieces. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, no, seriously, like I could see why people pay top dollar for this kind of stuff, because I mean it looks like a painting. It really truly does, and you do it with chalk. So please just kind of walk us through like the origins of it and just kind of your process.
Sure. So like you said, I have been drawing for a really long time. My mom was an artist. Her dad and uncle were artists. So it kind of like just naturally flowed through the generations. And I've been drawing since as long as I can remember. I have two older siblings that were very athletic. So when they were on the field or on the court, I was on the sidelines with crayons and a coloring book, all that stuff. But the chalk stuff didn't actually start until I was about 19. I was bored one summer day. And so I went outside, and I am a huge Harry Potter nerd. So I drew the first Harry Potter book cover on my driveway. A couple weeks later, after the rain had washed it away, I did some Pixar characters and a little bit of a collage. And then the following summer, I applied for a job at a local theme park, and I used those pictures in a portfolio. And the folks that were hiring me saw those, and they were like, do you think you could do this with kids? Could you make an outline of Bugs Bunny and could they fill it in? And I was like, sure, let's try. And so they actually made me a job. They had to call corporate and invent this position so that I could do this, which was really cool. But I did that for 5 summers. I would draw one picture every day. It would get washed down at the end of the night, and then I would do a new one the next day. And like that was kind of like where I honed all the skills, where I practiced everything. I literally had 6 hours every day to just kind of draw. As long as it was within their set of characters, I could draw whatever I wanted. So that was just an amazing experience. And then after I was done with that, we heard about a convention in Chicago, which is the closest big city to us. And I emailed them. They had a spot open, and I managed to sneak like a corner booth for $100, which is unheard of these days.
I was going to say, wow.
Yeah. I told them in an email, I was like, hey, I know how to make chalk portable. Like, I really would love to be a display for your guests, even if they're just waiting in line. Like, let me be some entertainment for you. And they were like, okay, sure. And as soon as I, you know, agreed for everything, I turned to my husband and I was like, we have to figure out how to make chalk portable because I don't know how. Like, we literally just kind of fudged our way in. But it turned out to be great. Like, we learned so much that first weekend. We didn't even know how we were going to get them home. People were asking us, like, what are you going to do with this when you're done? And we were like, no idea. This is the first time we're doing it. So it was just kind of a crazy experience. We got very lucky that weekend. I think the biggest thing that sparked it all was that I was drawing Stephen Amell as Green Arrow, and he was there. And he took a photo with it. He tagged me in it. And then my follower count went from like 75 to 1500 overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we just, my husband and I just kind of looked at each other a week or two after the convention and we're like, do you really think we could make this a thing? Do you really think I could make a living drawing, which has been a pipe dream of mine since I was really, really little. And it just kind of, we made it happen. We turned it into something that worked. So that's where I am today.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah. No, that is really cool. How long have you kind of been doing this as like, I mean, I don't want to say job because it's, I feel like, yes, it might be your job, but like, this is so cool. Like,
The words don't associate as much.
When you're doing what you love, it doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been doing this since 2016. That's when we officially made the Chalk Girl a business. Mm-hmm. So about 5 years.
Nice. So
that sounds so weird to even say, like,
oh yeah, time is not even relative, especially after last year. It's ridiculous right now. So, besides the conventions and things like that, how often do you get commissioned, and are there any, commission stories that you're just like super pumped about to let the world know? Like, do you have any favorites that kind of stand out?
Holy cow. That is a great question. And not one I often hear. So good job. Good job.
Thank you.
In the wake of conventions not happening, my husband and I decided that we weren't going to do any this year. Right. And I keep mentioning my husband, when I'm at a convention, I'm drawing the entire time. So mm-hmm. I don't have the wherewithal to be able to, take cash, sell prints, all that stuff. He is my he is my agent. He is my promoter. He's my everything when we go to the convention. So if I say we, I refer to myself.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My husband.
You got yourself a good one.
Yeah.
I do. Totally. in the wake of not having any conventions, I decided to keep motivated this year. And every month this year, I've given a theme. Mm-hmm. And then we have 4 drawings per each theme. So currently, since we are in May, it is Avengers month. Mm-hmm. Last night, I was working on Black Widow. The mm-hmm. week before, I was working on Vision. The week before, I was working on Thor. And then next week will be Loki. But then as soon as June comes in, the theme is going to be musicals, to be honest. So like, we're just kind of trying to hit a whole bunch of categories that you can't necessarily do at a convention or people have been asking for years, or just trying to give our audience something to look forward to and to keep me on a target path of like making sure I keep pumping out art. In terms of commissions, at the moment, I don't really have any specific ones going on. I'm just trying to kind of, I hope so.
We're going to change that real quick.
I hope so. I do love, in addition to chalking, I also paint. And when a lot of people ask for an original from me, I have to explain, well, chalk is not the easiest thing to seal and it's not the easiest thing to preserve. So what I can do is I can paint you something with equal quality or better, to be honest. So I did a commission, I think I finished it January 2020, of like Arya and the Hound. And that one, it's super close to my heart. It was like over 90 hours of work, I think. And it was just really, it turned out really good to me. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that was great. I'm glad you said Arya and the Hound, because I actually just started rewatching Game of Thrones again. Yes. And goodness gracious, it's so good. And I was telling Haley, we had a Game of Thrones bar crawl a couple of years ago when it was the final season. So we actually had the bar crawl the Saturday before the series finale, and it was such a success to see people come out. We had a costume contest. You could win prizes every stop, all that fun stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
Also, so cool. You were talking about like doing like different themes each month. I think that's so cool, because I feel like it's so like diverse. Like, you can literally cater to so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're, again, trying to hit those weird, like, niche pictures. So I have a friend that's been bugging me for years to do, I guess this isn't so weird, but he wanted a Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. That's not, it's not super, like, into my forte, and it's not, again, I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd ever be at a convention where Johnny Depp was there and I could like try to get him over to see the picture. But like I had to figure out something. So we made April the month of captains. So I did Captain America, I did Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain Picard, and Captain Hook. And so I was like, this is cool that I get to do, like Hook is one of my favorite movies ever. Yeah. And so getting to be able to do that and incorporate it into something other than just saying like, hey guys, this week I'm doing one of my personal favorites. Don't know about you if you've ever seen it, but like, it's just a cool way for them to look forward to something or to have something to look forward to.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that a lot. So do you ever do like fan polls or anything like that, as far as when you don't have something in advance, like what would you guys like to see and how has that worked out for you in the past?
Yeah, actually, I every once in a while when I'm really stuck, I do have a small posse of friends that are my first like go-to for just what should I do in terms of this picture. So for the vision photo, I actually had two different options and I sent those to them and I was like, hey, which one do you guys like more? Especially when I pair it up with my Scarlet Witch picture, which I've already done. Like, what do you think syncs up better? But sometimes if I'm doing something completely out of the blue, I will put three or four photos up on Facebook or Instagram and I will have people vote. And anyone that votes gets their name into a raffle and then I send out a prize. And it's just to see, like, my opinion might be completely different than the public's opinion, but sure, the public's opinion matters a little bit more because that's they make my paycheck. I think they'll help me figure out themes for next year depending on what happens. I think we're gonna do like a big poll at the end of the year. I also have a couple months this year that I haven't figured out all four photos yet, so they might help me out with that. But I do love getting them incorporated. I think that obviously they have the answers that I need. They like, what should I draw? They have so many options for me. So it's just, it's good to hear from them too.
Nice. So where can people vote for this at? Is it strictly on your Instagram? Like, obviously we're going to plug this at the end of the show, but where can people find, I don't know why I said A twice, AA.
That's okay.
But, where can they find your stuff and where can they vote to obviously partake in this? Because, I mean, everybody loves prizes, so.
Well, and that's what I'm really trying to promote. Every week, actually, you can win a prize if you join me in my live drawing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Anyone, like, I give out a code word during the entire show, and okay, people can just comment with that word and then automatically entered into a raffle. But when I do the polls and stuff, usually it's on Instagram or Facebook. I do also have stuff on TikTok and Twitch and YouTube and Twitter. I try to cover all the bases.
Try is the key word.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor. The month of June is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action, and BetOnline is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures, BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Absolutely.
In regards to like average time it takes you, I'm sure depending on the size, but what is like the most, I guess, normal size that you do? And then what is your average time to get that done?
Most of the projects that I'm doing this year start out at 4 feet by 6 feet. The largest I've ever done is 6 feet by 12. The most recent really big one was 6 by 10, but 4 by 6 is typical. And then average time just for drawing ends up being around like 25, 30 hours. But then that doesn't include all the research to find photos that I use for reference. It doesn't include prepping a canvas, all that stuff. So about 30, 35 hours total.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a 9 to 5, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you said canvas. So, but I know you, I mean, I guess, never mind. Chalk.
No, canvas. Go ahead.
Having a blonde moment, everyone.
Oh, no, you're good. What kind of canvas?
It's okay.
What kind? Like, back in college, I thought that I could be an artist and, you know, make cute little things for my apartment. Didn't go well. But
I bet they're awesome.
Like, thank you. I like you so much. And, but, you know, like, I would go and I would be like, oh, canvas for, like, this or that. And I'm like, I don't know. I just need one. Like, how did you, like, learn about all that? How did you...
Sure. That's a great question. And it's, that is one of the most common questions is like, what do I draw on? Because I make it portable. Like, like how the heck do I get this stuff home? Especially when somebody sees a billboard size thing that I'm making, like, obviously I don't just like shove it in the back of my car.
It's
It is a, I buy in bulk, I buy about 100 yards of canvas and it comes in 4 rolls of 25 yards and it's 6 feet wide. So I get this long tube of just like rolls of canvas and it is already primed with a white paint. So I don't have to like, it's not necessarily soft like your t-shirt would be. It'd be like if you put paint on your t-shirt, so it gets a little stiff. And then, I just cut it to the length that I need it and just kind of go to town.
And I guess you need it that like material for the chalk.
Yes, absolutely. You know. It's got these, like, it's got a great texture to it so that the chalk can actually like rub off on something. I have tried to do chalk on paper and it's impossible because there's nothing for it to like grab on or to like peel off on. So the canvas has a really nice, it's the technical term is called a tooth. It's got a really nice tooth.
We're so proper here.
I hope someone asks me and I'm just going to like there blow their minds with my knowledge.
There you go.
Heck yeah. Do it.
The more
do
you it. Know.
Seriously. Yes. Like, well, because like I'm looking at your Instagram and like these are insane.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah. I mean,
it's and you it's did the these thing. With chalk.
Yeah, all sidewalk chalk. And I think that's one of the coolest things about it is that I don't know a single person who hasn't picked up a piece of chalk. So it's kind of cool to just be like, yeah, it's just, you've played with this on your driveway before. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the rest of us out here, we're doing stick figures. I mean, you're like, again, you're making works of art with it. So it's amazing.
I bet you if you spent 5 minutes like doing the stuff that I do. Like a lot of people don't even think about like rubbing chalk into a surface. If you started playing around with that, you'd have masterpieces all over your driveway.
I don't know about masterpieces. I have some kind of pieces, maybe not masterpieces.
Brian, we should try it.
There we go. That'll be the Zero Dark Thirsty episode. So we'll sit there, we'll watch one of your videos and then we'll try to do
it. We're going to try and do it.
Yeah. What's that show on Netflix where they try to recreate the cakes? Oh, I can't think of the name.
Nailed it.
We need to do a nailed chalk it version with you. Yeah, chalk it.
Chalk
oh
it.
My goodness,
that'd be so cool.
You join us.
Yeah,
you join
us. We get 10% of that if you end up selling that to like a reality TV show.
How cool would that? No, for real, guys. Yeah. Like, let's do this. Let's plan this.
I love this. All right, no, I like it. Seriously, we do.
I just thought of a great name for the episode: Chalk and Sip.
Chalk and
sip. You know, they do like paint.
There we go.
Chalk
That's right.
Sorry. I just had to kind of throw it out there so I wouldn't forget it.
Business ideas are flowing.
You wouldn't be the first one to ask if I do that. Like people have seriously like, do you like do virtual like draw and sip events? And I didn't even think about it, but I could. There's nothing saying I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, we could be your guinea pigs.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Love that. Yeah, we'll definitely figure something out. So since we're on the same topic of doing the chalk and sip, chalk it. Entrepreneur stuff here about on a normal drawing, how many different color variations? I'm sure you get this question all the time, but how many different color variations would you say that you have on you ready to go for any one of your pieces?
For sure. So the typical chalk that I use is it looks like it's not sidewalk chalk. It's really just heavily pigmented sidewalk chalk. Mm-hmm. Crayola makes what's called drawing chalk and it comes in a box. There's 24 colors, but it's literally just the size of what like a teacher would use before whiteboards were a thing. Before smart boards, before whiteboards, kids, there was chalkboards. They came with these little sticks. So there are those. And I have that. And then I have another sidewalk chalk that's made by a gentleman in Michigan who I think he like rescued a company that was going under. He started making his own chalk. It is very soft compared to your typical like Crayola chunky sidewalk stick, but it's almost the same thing. It's literally just compressed dust that started out wet and has been dried and then cut. And it's just a pigmented stick. But so there's 24 colors in the Crayola one. I think I get 35 colors in the other one, but they're also like in an average picture, I probably use, like 20 to 30 colors.
Wow.
Just because there are colors in stuff that we don't see, but our brain, like it, our brain doesn't register that those colors are in there. So you have like naturally you have an undertone to your skin and it might be lime green. And people don't think about that, but it makes a picture pop sometimes, or like purple to hair color really stands out a lot. Like it's crazy, but it's cool.
No, that is cool. So how many boxes of chalk do you go through?
I wish I could pick up the camera and like take you guys into my chalk cave and show you. A single picture doesn't take as much as you would think. I think like an average picture in total, if I were to say like from a brand new stick down to a tiny little nub, maybe 20 sticks. It's not like you'd think that I'd go through a whole box, but I really don't. With the smudging techniques and like me rubbing the color everywhere, it spreads a lot farther than you think it would.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was thinking you're about to say like, it takes me like 10 boxes of chalk just for that, you know?
Right.
Like, well, and I think that too, I'll end up bringing like 5 boxes to a convention and use maybe a quarter of a single box. And I was like, why did I do this? This is year 5 doing that. Like,
better to be overprepared though.
Yeah, true.
So when does the, like the Crayola or any other company, like when's those sponsorships coming? Because I mean, I'm sure they have to reach out and see this amazing work. So, I mean, if you can't talk about it, I get it. I'm sure you're probably maybe finalizing some deals, but I feel like it's next.
You hit the nail on the head. Crayola doesn't do sponsorships.
We asked
right at the beginning and we were like, hey, we do this cool stuff. And we got an email back that was like, you're right, that is cool. We just don't do sponsorships.
Wow. They're like, we make crayons. Like everybody knows who we are. We don't sponsor anybody. Goodness.
Seriously.
Well, that's a big shame.
I agree. What about like Ross Art? Aren't they? Do they do stuff?
Ross Art, or anybody else kind of reach out as far as sponsorship opportunities, or anybody that you've reached out to? And I mean, we're going to make this happen. We're going to make a lot of things happen here.
I love you guys. Make it sound like the whole world knows who I am. I'm not that popular yet. Like, I don't think people know who I am yet. So.
Not yet. Is the key word. Yes. I mean, same thing here at Zero Dark Nerdy. I mean, we're not Joe Rogan status by any means. You know, it's not like like 5 million hits an episode. But at the end of the day, though, dream big and just keep doing what you love. And hopefully good things happen. And that's what we try to do with Zero Dark Nerdy. And I know that's what you're doing with your work.
Yeah, I'm trying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying. I hope you heard it when I was doing the live last night. You made a comment and we shouted out to you. And my entire peanut gallery just laughed at the name Zero Dark Nerdy.
I did. I'm so glad we changed our name. So yeah, absolutely. I did enjoy that because I did hear him laugh. And I heard you laugh back. I was like, we're doing it. We're making waves.
Absolutely. Like they just, two of them looked at each other and they were like, that's so funny. Like, I was like, I know, I'm so excited. And I get to talk to them.
Yeah. We appreciate the plug and anything we can obviously do to help promote you. I mean, we'll put you all over our website, our social media. Please do not hesitate. Let us know. Just like Haley said, it's all about good vibes and good people. We just met. We are automatically friends now. So you have 2 new friends over here. We've been fans of your work now since we started speaking. So we definitely want to spread the word because to me, great people, especially if you have talent, I'm going to do my best to make sure the world sees it. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome. Like I said, the images are just breathtaking. I literally could not believe it was chalk.
Same.
And you remind me a lot. We have a local artist here, Brian Lewis. He goes by the name of Jex. And he's a street artist, and he's awesome. Just within the last few years really been blowing up. And just like yourself, incredibly humble. Like I remember when he first started doing like his art, he was like, man, you know, I'm all right. I'm not that good. Now he did this gigantic mural of Outkast in Atlanta that's gotten tons of praise. He's done stuff in Colombia, all over the world, and he's still as humble as can be. So big shout out to our boy Jex, aka Brian Lewis out there. But you remind us a lot of him in regards to your chalk work, because he makes you know, masterpieces with spray paint. You make masterpieces with chalk. So
that's so cool. Spray paint is one of those things that I definitely want to work on a little bit more. I had a commission. Since I worked in entertainment at this theme park at Six Flags, I have met so many people that have their toes just in different kinds of things. And they came to me for help in whatever the project was. But one of them was to spray paint some cargo pants that would be used for a production of Starlight Express. I don't know how familiar you guys are with musicals at all, but basically every character in the show is like a train car, I guess. Okay. But they're supposed to be like graffitied train cars. So there's these three hip hop kids that come through and they've got baggy pants and they've got like graffiti on the side. And so of course I had to do spray paint and it was so fun, like so cool. I would love to see pictures of what Jack says. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely send some of your way. So before we wrap up again, tell people where to find you, where they can see you. I know you got the live stream on Wednesday, so be sure to let our fans out there watching and listening where they can find Beth, a.k.a. the Chalk Girl.
Absolutely. If you are on social media, I'm probably there as well. So Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, YouTube. I have my own website, but everything you can find me at The Chalk Girl. My Etsy store is The Chalk Girl. My website is Adventures of Chalk Girl. If you type in The Chalk Girl to Google, you should be able to find me some way, somehow.
Excellent.
Well, yours to own now on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD, Academy Award winner Jodie Foster, Tahar Rahim, Shailene Woodley, and Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch star in The Mauritanian, the riveting and emotionally compelling true story of courage and survival against all odds. Based on the New York Times bestseller, bring home the critically acclaimed film with all new exclusive bonus content, including an alternate opening, never-before-seen deleted scenes, and much more. Own The Mauritanian now on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Excellent. Well, listen, hang out with us for just a minute. Beth, we really appreciate you joining us today. Again, be sure to check her out on all social media platforms as well as her website. For all of our fans out there, thank you so much for your just listenership, patronage, fandom. I keep saying fanship for some reason, fanship. But I know it's like fandom.
I like it though. Fanship. Yeah, fanship. That's cool.
Fandom, it's close enough.
Yeah,
not just here in the States, but our fans across the world. We're starting to get more listeners in Australia, which is really cool, like the Netherlands. Ooh. France, I'm not saying it's like millions upon millions, but we're making moves out there. So again, Beth, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to check out our sponsors. We got Zipster, who made our phenomenal website. Our website is popculturepodcast.com, home of all your news, entertainment, trailers, podcast episodes, of course. Andrew Newman, attorney at law. His website is attorneynewman.com. Here for all your civil, criminal and traffic court needs in North Carolina. I'm sorry, he's not like Johnny Cochran status. He can't travel. But for you here in North Carolina. And as always, you know, be sure to check us out all over social media, Zero Dark Nerdy, ZDN Podcast, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
Bye.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.